At the end of February, multiple emergency and disaster agencies gathered in Carbondale to unveil a new interactive kiosk in front of the Science Center inside the University Mall. The Earthquake Education Kiosk is designed to teach people how to prepare their homes and minimize damage caused by earthquakes.
You come up to the screen, start pushing on things and touching the screen, and great things happen. Information just comes at you in a variety of formats. There's a virtual Spin 360 feature, puts you in a home, and you can navigate through the rooms of the home, and you can tap on the little icons and pull down videos that are do-it-yourself, help you do things around the home to prepare for an earthquake.
SIU geologist Harvey Henson says this earthquake education kiosk is the first of its kind in the Midwest. It came together as a collaboration from the Illinois Emergency Management Agency, Central U.S. Earthquake Consortium, SIU, and the University of Oklahoma. The kiosk took about 4 years to complete, going from concept to finished product.
Scott Hudson, the University of Oklahoma, and I, he's the creative side of this. We put our two energies together and we create outreach material that helps the students, parents, the community become aware of the earthquake threat and then prepared for the earthquake threat.
Hinson says he felt Southern Illinois is an important place to display this new kiosk because of the area's history with earthquakes.
Historically, this area has been prone to large, devastating earthquakes. As recently as 120 years ago, it was a 6.5 down in the Missouri Boot Hill. And over a little over 200 years ago, there were magnitude 7.7 magnitude earthquakes. So when are those going to happen again? We don't know, right?
QSET coordinator Brian Blake says the people in this area need to be educated and better prepared for earthquakes.
We expect an earthquake of a magnitude 6 or greater has about a probability of upwards of 40% happening in any 50-year window of time. That doesn't mean that it's going to happen in the next 50 years, but we have a significant risk and hazard. And this is documented by the United States Geological Survey.
Blake says using this new technology, similar to what people carry around in their pockets, should reach more people than traditional flyers sitting on a table.
So we hope to, with the kiosk, reach a broad audience. It's a new technology. It's a new outreach tool for us. And QSEC, along with IEMA, has developed this with funding from the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Motorola Solutions Foundation.
IEMA Director James Joseph accepted the kiosk as a gift from the other agencies and believes the people of Southern Illinois will find it very helpful.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, as they say, and having these outreach, these prevention opportunities, these educational opportunities to educate the public, not just the adults, but our youth and our students and our families as well, as to the dangers and the risks of a variety of disasters, especially earthquakes, when we talk about Southern Illinois and the impact of an earthquake should it occur here.
Joseph says the easy-to-use kiosk was designed to show people some basic ways they can protect themselves.
Now, these videos have very simple and easy to follow instructions on things that individuals can do in their homes to help prepare their homes, to secure furniture, to secure other items, to prevent injury if there was an earthquake.
Now that the kiosk is in operation, Blake says the next step will be to secure funding to make more. This one came with a $40,000 price tag, partly because it was the first one.
With the expectation that now that we've got an interface, we could actually go out and install more, and it wouldn't be such a high price to do so.
For WSIU Radio, I'm Benji Jeffords.